This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Pro-Palestinian groups say demonstrations during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago will draw thousands of people. The groups are trying to get a permit to demonstrate near the United Center, but the city wants them downtown. Hatem Obudeya with the Chicago Coalition for Justice in Palestine says it's in everyone's best interest to find a parade route closer to the convention.
The tens of thousands of people that are coming are from all different ages. We want people of all abilities to be comfortable knowing that they're not going to be attacked by police or by feds. If they reject them, if they violate our First Amendment rights, we're not just going to sit home.
Lawyers for the city and demonstrators were in federal court yesterday for a status hearing. Another hearing is set for Monday. When Chicago started removing police from schools, some argued that students threatened by officers would feel safer, while others said they would feel less so. But a new study finds that perceptions didn't change that much. Rashad Talley is the principal of Phillips, a Southside high school which removed its officers. He said he's not surprised that feelings about safety were not changed by the absence of police. He said for students, it is much more about relationships and trust with staff.
They want to have a sense of belonging. Just about every student in the building at this point has someone that they can attach themselves to.
The University of Chicago study finds that major discipline incidents at schools without officers decreased more than at schools with them, though they stressed there was not necessarily a link. Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch is trying to get a lawsuit against him thrown out. Members of the Illinois Legislative Staff Association sued Welch last month, claiming he is violating their right to collectively bargain under the state constitution. But Welch's lawyers say, among other things, that Illinois law does not let people sue over constitutional rights. Also, Welch is immune to civil lawsuits while acting in his legislative capacity. Brady Burden, part of the Staff Association's organizing committee, says that doesn't negate their rights as Illinois employees.
Overall, there's very little that they can actually say regarding, like, the actual point that we're making here, which is that we do have a right to do this.
The Illinois Legislative Staff Association started their unionization effort in 2022. That was after Illinois voters amended the state constitution to guarantee almost all workers the right to unionize. Illinois now has a new state agency called the Department of Early Childhood. It will focus exclusively on early childhood services like home visiting and daycare licensing. Currently, programs for young children are housed in three separate agencies: the State Board of Education, the Department of Human Services, and Children and Family Services. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Canty of Arlington Heights led the effort during this last legislative session.
And families with kids needing extra support as they grow, the current system overwhelms them with duplication and confusion of forms and criteria.
The new agency will be up and running by July 1st, 2026. Couple more things you should know today. The man who authorities say killed 7 people and wounded 48 others at the Highland Park 4th of July parade is due in court this morning, and he's expected to change his plea. Robert Cremo III pleaded not guilty to the 117 counts against him in 2022. Prosecutors say Cremo may change his plea at today's hearing. Today through Sunday, Catholic churches across the Chicago region will welcome the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. It celebrates Jesus in the Eucharist, the Catholic belief that Christ's body and blood are actually fully present in Holy Communion. Multiple churches will host special events and prayer opportunities during this time. The National Pilgrimage is a 2-month walking journey across the U.S. led by clergy and young adults. There are 4 different routes. It will culminate at the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis in July. Today's weather: partly cloudy skies with a high of 81 degrees and a chance of storms. Tomorrow, we're expecting a high in the low 70s and mostly sunny skies. Later today, this week marks 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and abortion access can be wildly different depending on where you are in the Midwest.
You'd get a person who would cross over just a matter of a few miles from one zip code to another, but it would be across state lines and their entire reproductive landscape would be totally different.
Chicago Tribune writer Angie Leventis-Lurgos wrote a new book called Life Altering, Abortion Stories from the Midwest, and she'll tell my Rundown co-host Erin Allen some of those stories. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.